This is Bike Trails Podcast with Christina and Alan. We hope you enjoy listening.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Bike Trails Podcast. I'm Christine.
I'm Alan. We just got back here to our home at 10:30 at night, and we had a fabulous day. Our ride was 70 kilometers with 478 meters of climbing, and it was from Murnau am Staffelsee, then to Garmisch, then to Plansee in Austria, then to Reutte in Austria, and then back to Füssen in Germany. And this was a ride that had everything. Every kind of surface, big hills, up and down, paths, gravel, streets, everything. It was really a special deal.
I totally agree. Like yesterday, I am full of admiration of the mountains and the nature that comes with it. For instance, today we head after Garmisch to Plansee, 45 or even an hour long ride. Was it that long or wasn't it even longer?
I think our exact riding time today was like 4 hours and 20 minutes total. And I think from Garmisch to Plansee was most of that.
Yeah. Yes. And it was on bike trail, gravel road. Bike trail.
Like a Forstweg
in the middle of the forest. Of course, no cars, only bikers. Of course, mainly e-bikers, but us too. And it was with grades of up to 14% of climbing. So that went in our calves, in our thighs. And very importantly, not that decided if you could go up or not. That is also a problem, but the mental thing was, for me, the thing that decided it. And I just thought, of course I'm going to do it. Why wouldn't I? I just did it.
You were an atomic energy uphill rider today. I was like,
with my 7 kilometers an hour.
What have you done with Christina? Where is she? It's a doppelganger.
Why doppelganger? Did I have another person riding with
someone me? Someone came and took you away and put this other person. You just went up that hill. I had to hike a bike for at least half of it. It was just too much hill for me. And I mean, certainly this early part of the season. But yeah, I had to hike a bike a little bit. Half is a little bit, but still. But you know, there's no shame in that. Like no. You just ride what you ride and you walk what you walk. It's called a push bike for a particular reason.
Alan, most of it you did with your bike.
Yeah.
And we were one of the rare peoples again without e-bikes doing it. And the e-bike people, they don't even know that it was going uphill because I can now characterize perfectly the typical e-biker. The e-biker sits like he is writing a business letter at a desk, completely upright.
Yes.
And a lot of them pedal with their heels, like I mentioned already yesterday. They have super bad posture. I saw an e-biker lady today. Her arms were so straight that I even felt pain in my own neck muscles when I saw that. And this is the typical e-bikers. And then they have like a 30 cadence because they hardly pedal at all.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but away from the topic. So we did all of this. And when we arrived at Plansee, it was such a great moment to see water in a lake, although the water was again 5 meters too low.
Which brings us to our next very important topic is this quiet catastrophe that is happening in nature, far from typical what people see every day. Like deep in the woods, the lakes, the rivers where we were almost completely dry. For example, Forgensee, just north of Füssen, is almost completely empty from the south side almost to the north. You can walk across Forgensee with like flip-flops. The, what was it, the Loisach
and
almost
Lech.
Completely empty, and Plansee itself must have been 6 or 7 meters down,
but
easily.
But what the most terrible thing was the Lech.
Yes.
The Lech is a wide, wide, wide river.
And it's a natural
river. Rode along. It's a natural river, but it's something like multiple hundreds of meters wide.
Yes.
And where we rode along today, there were like 5 meters small water, tiny
like a little
stream rivers.
Close
yeah, like
to the
a stream dribbling
yes.
down, and all of the waterfalls were completely dried out. There was practically no waterfall. The only waterfall we saw that was a real one was the Lech Falls.
Yes.
And the other waterfall far away on our way back home from the car.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the little waterfalls coming down from the melting snow, completely gone. So I actually, although it was beautiful to ride along the forest, was very, very sad. And
today was
in 5 to 10 years, there will be no rivers like this anymore.
I agree. I mean, today was a summer day, 2 months early.
Yes.
We looked at our cycling computer, which shows us the temperature on the actual device. Unlike, say, an iPhone or an Android phone, the temperature you get is like from the airport or some local weather station. The cycling computer has it, what the temperature is on that device. And mine hit 31 degrees today, you know? And that was not, that is not normal for April, whatever it is,
7th,
right? That's outrageous. So it's a real catastrophe. We saw, I mean, I saw a person walking in the center of the Lech, just picking stuff up.
Yes.
Like really in the direct center of the river in the mountains. And it was like completely crazy to see that. So that's very sad.
Even our cats are sad about this, yelling around in the background.
Our cats are yelling around.
Oh my.
Yes, they're very happy to have us home and they want lots of attention. So we'll keep our remarks short. So anyhow, I recommend this track if you are adventurous. So if you do ride an e-bike, this is an easy thing to do. Do this whole loop, Fussen, Murnau, Murnau to Garmisch, then
you can do it in one day.
You can do it in one day easily. Just make sure you have enough battery. But if you're looking for an adventure over a weekend, this is a great, great trip. Just be sure you do it in that direction because you probably can't ride it in the other direction. We came down some hills today that were like, I don't know, they're not, was it a Bundesstraße?
It was a Bundesstraße.
Yeah. And I think, I'm not sure, I hit 75, 76 kilometers an hour going down that hill. And it was a really long, large, beautiful pavement hill. But we could never ride up that hill. That was too much. So go the other way. Yeah, and have a good time. So, Christine, what's next on our plan? Do you know?
Very good question. I haven't decided yet. So either we do something nearby in Altmühltal or
Münster Castles.
Münster Castles.
Yes.
I think this is something. So the four routes, one after the other, north, east, south, west.
So from the center of Münster, there are four bike trails that are centered on castles in the area. And each one of them goes in this different direction from the center. And this might not be a bad idea to do one of them. I think the shortest one is about 230 kilometers total. So it's a couple of 3 days. But yeah, I think this might be next on our list. We'll decide.
Let's see when I have time for this.
Okay. So 10 minutes, that's all we're going to do tonight because we are tired and we want to keep people interested and not have long-winded conversations.
Correct.
We can meet all of the people listening to this at the beer garden one day and have a long-winded conversation, but not on the podcast. So great. Well, thanks everyone for listening. It's always appreciated and we hope that you enjoy our little informal chats.
Same here, and we'll keep you updated when we are going to do our next trip with our beloved gravel bikes.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Until next time.
Until next time. Bye.